and what to do with the source of that cataclysmic disaster, the radioactive ruins of Chernobyl's reactor number 4. Within 6 months of the explosion, the Soviets entombed the burned-out wreckage in what's called the sarcophagus, a steel and concrete shell. It was built fast and not well. It's unstable. There are holes and cracks. Water and animals get in. Some 200 tons of radioactive fuel are still inside, and a collapse of the sarcophagus would have devastating results. So engineers have a plan. They'll build a huge shelter over the shelter. Warren Stern has been part of an international team working on this. He's senior coordinator for nuclear safety at the State Department. He says a massive arched structure will be built some distance away from the reactor, maybe a few hundred yards, and then pushed on rails over the existing sarcophagus.
If you imagine, say, a very, very large tunnel cut in half, this is the top part of that tunnel. It looks very much like an airplane hangar, although much larger and much more stable.
How big is it?
It is wide enough to fit 3 747s head to toe and tall enough to fit the Statue of Liberty under it.
And how long will it be?
It will be 853 feet long. And it will take a day or two, actually, to move foot by foot this structure over the existing sarcophagus. Because of the radiation that exists near the reactor, we don't want to build it on top of the reactor. We want to build it slightly away from it and then push it on top on rails.
So the idea is you build it nearby, you make this huge structure, and you slide it on top of the structure that exists now, cover the whole thing up.
That's exactly right. Of course, you need to build the tracks on which, the base on which you're going to be sliding this. It wouldn't slide very well over the existing ground.
How much is it going to cost?
Current estimates are just above $1 billion for the entire project.
And what's the timeline?
We hope to have this completed by 2009. We hope to begin digging this year.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, once the foundation is dug, most of the biggest surprises will have been behind us. But once we have that done, the construction is really more normal and more along the lines of what companies have done in other places, except, of course, the fact that we have to be very careful because we're in a contaminated area.
You know, it sounds like with a structure that's there now that is so unstable, that was built and jerry-rigged very quickly, you really got to be working against the clock here, worrying that something terrible could happen in that building that could create another bad accident in Chernobyl.
Sure. As time goes on, the risk increases.
Will this arch or hangar be a permanent solution?
Probably not. It's very hard to say that this structure is an acceptable way for disposing of spent nuclear fuel, for example. So on that basis, no, it's not permanent. It is viewed as a long-term solution on the order of 100 years conservatively. So it buys us some time as we move into the future to find a better solution.
100 years.
Yeah.
Warren Stern, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Warren Stern is Senior Coordinator for Nuclear Safety with the State Department, working on the international project to recover the Chernobyl reactor. At our website, npr.org, you can find photos of Chernobyl today. You can also read longer excerpts of the stories from Chernobyl survivors.